Okay. The Gemara begins Merz Hamerz, Karov Merz Hamerz. You need 50%. Now, this sugya is divided into three parts. Watch yourself. It's a very complex sugya. The idea in Shechita Merz Hamerz, Karov, four parts. The idea of Shechita, what it is, Merz Hamerz, Karov. The idea how this compares to Mechitza Shabbos, Mechitza Mechitza Karov. Evshalat Samson, Evshalat Samson. And Sfek Sfek. This is basically the four divisions of the Sukkah. We're going through the Shaka Vatari Gemara. Shaka Vatari Gemara, the Gemara begins and says, the Gemara has a kasha, whether Merz Hamerz Karov, I'm going to prove it from Kli Cheres. And the Gemara says, no, I can't prove it from Kli Cheres. Why not? Because in Kli Cheres, I have two things. I have to decide which is the right. In Shechita, I don't have to decide. Comes Rashi, and makes a major statement. Comes Rashi and makes a major statement. And that major statement is, if I would say, the Gemara at this point is entertaining the possibility, Shechita yes, Merz Hakarov and Kli Cheres not. You can't have two roles. But he says, in Shechita, I don't need two roles. I just need a Maitza Chaticha role. So what is Rashi telling? At this point of the Gemara is assuming that Shechita is not based on Ruba Kukua. As much as we've been talking until now, Ruba Kukua, Rashi says, no. Yes, this point of the Gemara, there's no Ruba Kukua. I have to Shecht Rove. If the other part is Shechted or not, that's not, I'm not looking at the other part. That's irrelevant to me. Did I Shecht Rove or I didn't Shecht Rove? Is 50% considered I Shecht Rove or is not considered I Shecht Rove? But when I have to look at both sides, then obviously I can't say I have two roles. One is rove, one's not. It doesn't work. That's Rashi's major, this is a major statement of Rashi here. So, whatever we may have seen in many Rishonim, the Merz Hamerz is that Ruba is Ruba Kukula, and the Gemara seems to have said Ruba Kukula. At this point, the Gemara is saying absolutely not. The Gemara says, Toshma, Shokha Chatziga Geras, Vishabba, Neshchita Achaz Hugama, Shchita Tzok Shevi. Yam et Merz HaMerz HaKarov. Yitra Falach. So, it's Chatzik on a... So why? So the Gemara now says, wait a second. If Shchita is 50%, that means Chatzik on a pogum is 50%, it becomes a trefa. The Gemara is assuming that Shechita has to be not necessarily a Maisa Mamis, but a Maisa Matrif, causing something to be a treif. Marsha, Imerza Marz Kroh, Vilaruba. It's have Behem Lobov. Toshma, Haresha, Hoya, Chatzikona Pogum, 50% is cut. Also, the culture who got rush was also shaved. The army melts some melts of the rove, tray for half year. It's a tray for armor rover, shiny and tray for the bush and rove on your lane. Comes along the Gemara and tells me a massive chiddush. The Gemara at this point says, if Shechita is Karov, and if Merz Hamerz is Karov, I just need a Maisa Shechita Ba'almo on a Rove, it's not even a Maisa Matrif. So Shechita now has become a total Maisa Matir, even though the animal's not even. What is the definition of Trefa? The definition of Trefa is Nota Lomos. even though it's not certainly not meis, it's not even an otolomos, but still it's a shechita. So at this point, that means it's when we talked about, we had the whole shaila. This gemara should have been in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. When we had the whole shaila of behemah v'chaya v'chatzis yisro meres, and Rashi says eva menachai, everyone says what eva menachai? It's a dead animal. No. Rashi at this point takes that very the way the gemara takes it. Seems to be very, very serious. It's matar evi melchai, even though the animal is still totally alive. It's not even a trefa yet. Let's see what the Gemara is saying. It's certainly shechita is a matar of an iser, without changing any. There's a physical fact the neck is cut, but it's not a physical fact that the animal's dead. And if there's no evi melchai, it's because a matar evi melchai on this live animal. So you just see the massive chiddush when you go through and work through what's happening in the Gemara. That's an unbelievable Gemara. Omer Abai, v'lo kol, okay. Ma trefa de mamashu mitrefa. He said, Abai says it makes no sense. So, so he said, Abai tells Rava, what you just said makes zero sense. Why does it make zero sense? He says, let's look at the Veshin. When do you become a treif and a Veshin? Nikuvas a Veshin. But still, that's not enough. You have to do roll for the Veshin. So you see that Shechita has to be a Maisa Matrif plus. Here, it's less than a Maisa Matrif. With that, the Gemara says, what Rabbi said makes no sense. So what is the Gemara turning around saying? That, no. It makes no sense to say Shechita can be in a 50-50. That makes no sense. Why? Because exactly for Abaye's statement to Rava, the Gemara has to turn around. Yes. Shechita has to be L'chol HaPochos in Maisa Matrif. You can't have Shechita that's not a Maisa Matrif. So what's this machlok from Rav and Rav Kahana? Harisho Yisrael mechze toru mechze tameyim. Okay, what is the halach? Halach is if the rov of a tzibur is tamei. So then you can bring a Korban Pesach Betumah. That's all the people want to bring a Korban Pesach today. We're all Tomei, so you can bring a Korban Pesach Betumah. There's a lot of other issues bringing Korban Pesach today. Okay. Also, my time, Ishish, ki yet Tomei Lenefesh, Ish Nidche, Vein Sibo Nidche. What is it, Sibur? Rove of Klal Yisrael, not all of Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi. Karo, utahorim osim la'atzman betaharu, tameim osim la'atzman betuma, lal mirchi lepesach sheni, ki yechidim. Ain't a karo, v'nirchen. My time at the Rove, haba alma amr de lo have a ruba, siv ishish, yitcha l'sheni, upalga nehi de ruba lo mikri, mihu mechal yechidim, nofek vuhu, Rashi is very clear. What is Rashi saying here? Be very careful. There are two possible pshatim what the Gemara is saying, and that's going to affect Shechita in a complete way. What does it say? Mechzel mechzel. Oh, it's Einik. He says, my time is the Rav. Alma Amrit lo have a Ruba. I could have said, no. Here I just have to have a Rav Tzibra. I'm not saying the entire Tzibra has to be taught. There's no Ruba Kukulo here. Rashi, but that's not what Rashi says. Be very careful what Rashi is saying. Yitchalasheni, Upagani, he the Ruba lo mikli. 50-50 is never considered a Rav. It's not individuals, it's a tzibur. It's separate than what's considered a tzibur. 50% of Klal Yisrael is a tzibur, even though it's not Rav. So now, according to Rashi, I may have said the Gemara never goes back from the fact that Shechita is Ruva Kukula. Gemara stays with the fact that Shechita is Rav, except is 50 Rov or 51? Or 51 is Rov? No. No. So from the way Rashi is going, it may be the Matzkon of the Sukkah. But not everyone's going to say that. We saw Rishonim. Where did we see Rishonim saying that the Din of Shechita is based on Ruba Kukula? What does the Ran say? The Ran is very clear. Why, when the Ran says there cannot be a mitzvah of shechting the entire thing, because the Ruba Kukula means the moment I get to 51%, the whole thing is shechted already. So the Ran is very clear, the whole thing, he says very explicitly, because of Ruba Kukula. And so we saw certainly the Ran says when the Gemara turns around, whereas the Gemara in the beginning had not been working with Ruba Kukula. So when the Gemara turns around, the Gemara says, no, Shechita is different. Shechita is Ruba Kukula. So that's the turnaround on the Gemara. Says Tosis. That's the Tosis. But you see, what this Gemara, what we've been talking until now of Ruba Kukulo is something that's here in the Gemara itself. According to Tosis, what is the Maskona? Be very careful with the Tosis. From the choshev lemechzit karov, if mechz is considered rov, not kulo, mechz is considered rov, and then he says, shtoel yesh kan shiyeh hech sheshchita. He is agreeing with Rashi that above, I needed a shear of hech sheshchita, which would be rov, which would be enough. He says, and here also I have chshivas and it has a din of rov tzibor. Now, it's not necessary that the Gemara b'Psochem has anything to do with Shechita. The Gemara b'Psochem, the Gemara says, oh, that happened to me, a machlokas between Rav Kahana and Rav. But wait a second, what is the lashon of Rav Kahana and Rav? One says, Mechza Mechza Karov. So, the maskona of the sugya is what? According to Tosis, that if I need the chshivas of a rov, where the shir is a rov, Mechza Mechza has the chshivas of a rov. And it has a din of a rov. But the Gemara thought that was the inyan in Shechita. that I need the chshivas of a robe. I don't care the balance. The balance is shechted, it's not shechted. So, what do I have? So then the Gemara's maskana, no, I need a maisa matrif, I have to kill the animal. Now, in that, we could say, okay, I need 51%, that is the maisa matrif. Or, I need more than a matrif. Or, no, it's ruba kukul. When the Gemara turns around, according to Tulsus, we don't know what the turnaround of the Gemara is. But according to Tulsus, when I need a chshivas of something, so then 50% has the chshivas of a rov. When the shiv is rov, that one comes out of the Gemara. Okay. Now, that's one sort. The kuluk almo mechzal mechze ain't a karov. Miam toma the parakamidi erivin paskina and karav papa our paras komed muta v'yanira lechalik ben shari surim b'dova hatoli b'chius. Tosis as a kasha. Now, here we have to understand. The Gemara has Klicheres, 50% has the din of a rov, but I can't have two of a tzibur, 50%. But I'm not talking about the Cheshivas. I'm talking something else, he says in Shechita. When the Gemara turns around, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara in the Havamina had said, what? The Gemara in the Havamina had said has nothing to do with the chiyus of an animal. It has to do with my samatya. And even if the animal isn't even a trefa yet, I've been mata eva menachai, I prevented the veda from happening, and the animal is still an absolute live animal. So the thought said, what's the turnaround? The turnaround is something else. The turnaround is, shechita has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the chiyus of an animal. You have to kill him. Dova had told you bechius. He says, he loved the maisel ola el tetano. He says, shchita is what? Now, wait a second. How does he prove that it has to do with chiyus? What's Tosfos proof? The Gemara brings a raya from Tanur. Read the Tosfos. The Maisi Allah le'el the Tanur. We got tame the Erev and the Maisi Allah. He says, I have a problem. The Gemara and Erev here. The Tosfos already showed a brother one thing. Here, the Gemara wanted to prove it. Proves it from Tanur and Klicheres. The Gemara doesn't mention Mechitza, the Gemara doesn't mention Schach. The Gemara in Erevin doesn't mention Shechita, doesn't mention Tanur, doesn't mention Korban Pesach, mentions Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah mentions what? Erevin. So what is Tosfos out to prove? Erevin lo maisi, lo vahanu de maisi hotzim lo maisi hocha. It seems to be two independent sugyas. Shema yesh lechal dohocha. Isur v'tuma, also meaning mechitzas v'lo domi. Now, here it's isur and tuma. Wait 1 second. Is it chiyus or not chiyus? Is what kills an animal? No, it kills an animal. If you're talking about what kills an animal, what? He said, it's Isser and Tumah is one thing, Mechitza is a whole separate issue. Now, the question is a very simple question. What's Tosa talking about? The whole Tosis. He's obviously bothered by a problem. Tan Hasof. You take a look in the Rashba. Rashba says like this. Very strange thoughts. The Rashba. When Trey Ruba Bechad Moraka Amar, Rabbi says that's like Rashba. Avashchita Lav Trey Ruba Bechad Moraka. The Anan Lo Tzichinen El Ruba Deshchita. We just need the robe of Shechita. I don't care the other half. So at that stage, the Rashba is agreeing with Rashi. It has nothing to do with Ruba Kukulu or not anything to do with Ruba Kukulu. Totally independent of Ruba Kukulu. Hashem is Shochan lo Mashkechinen. Ben Kora said, I don't care. The balance of the 50% is irrelevant to me. Okay. At this stage of the Gemara, Ela the kule alma mechza mechza ena karov, says the Rashba. The afal gav the alma be'erif and gavim b'chitza the Shabbos. Paras kom in mutter. Unam b'sukker ha'makar sukotso b'shkudu no baruchus amit. Ralph menehem kamom ali b'demah the alma paras kom in dafka kamosim dilmul gabi sukker the mechitzas hilchus ha'gemiri law. It says really, logically, it's all one issue. Logically, the same issue in Shabbos and in Sukkah and in Shechita, it's all one issue. He's not going with Rashi with Tosfos of Chiyus. It's all one issue. But the separate halacha Moshe Mishinai in Sukkah, separate halacha Moshe Mishinai. Logically, it's all one. Wait 1 second. So let's continue reading. What is the halacha of Moshe Sinai? That really everything is a roof. So all you need is a roof. And fifty is not a roof. Doesn't have a chashiva, it's a roof. For a roof I need 51. Except something else. Halacha Moshe Mishnah in Mechitza says that 50 is above. Let's continue. It says Hilchos Gemiri Lo Inami. Not nafkula hu mereisha lo yadina lo, whatever that means. Give me a lot to think about. Vasek nahochi l'gabe shchita merza ena karov elabor rov on the early nights perish rov mamish 51 shuhu meshur v'nir early nights lo shem merza hamatzumtzum nidin karov hem parish rashi zichron l'roch liyika. Doesn't mean I have to be able to see it. The difference between 50 and 50 in a mushroom, no one sees with his eyes. But Ruva Nirli Anai means it's not visibly that way, but it has to be. Okay, Teda, the Ahasha is talking about Mertza Mertza Kuro, like Shina Lov Yidchi. I'm a low Dachinele, Elo Mertza Mertza. All we would do is 50. Min a barov mamish. Well, teida do amarov alinian treifa bein a rov anir alenai. V'hanik a mamish kloma rov godol who nik a mamish is a big one. Says. So, for instance, also shomer bebrachas ruba de minke bein a shu rov godol. Nimka me rochok. Sometimes Rov Minyan is six people, sometimes it's seven people. Why? It has to be something I can see from a distance. And so 6'4", if I'm up close, I can see it. 7'3", even from a distance, I can see it. No, that's not possible. He says, Trefa is when it is notolomus, it depends on a very exact, specific thing. It has nothing to do with visibility. And Torah's Konim says, okay. So, comes along the Rashba and tells me the first pshat in the Rashba, the second pshat in the Rashba. First pshat in the Rashba says the logic of Mechitza, the logic of Sukkah, the logic of Shechita, the logic of Kli Cheres would be the same logic. Except in the case of Mechitza Shabbos, I have a separate halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that says, yes, you need rov, but 50 isn't good enough. That's the din of rov. If I understand the Rashba properly, we'll have to see how this works in the other Rishonim. Rashba is telling a major chiddush here. Rashba is telling me that really Shechita is just the rov, and nothing to do with rov Kula. And the Gemara is, whenever you have a share of rov, it's 50 good enough for 51. You need 51. And without a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, what would I say? I would say Mechitza Shabbos also needs 51%. Come to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, this is an exception. Sukkah also I would need. Come to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The Rashba seems to be implying here, and this is something, a very big chiddush, that Tzchach has a din of mechitzas. Usually a mechitz is what? Vertical. Tzchach is horizontal. Such a thing as a horizontal mechitz. But what is he saying here? Dilma gabe sukkah u mechitzas. The question is, does it mean sukkah mechitzas is one halacha Moshe Mitzrayim because both are have a din mechitzah? Or sukkah is one of... The question is, so I have two halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim, so what's the Gemara comparing them to? The Gemara is comparing it. So what's the Gemara comparing? Is he telling me another chiddush? I assume everyone here 2 years ago learned sukkah. I hope it didn't go in and out and people remember it. Okay. Does anyone remember where it is discussed at all whether Tzchach has a din of mechitz or not? I'm pulling a total blank. Lovid Bamsa. Right. Lovid Bamsa. The Ran and Lovid Bamsa. 100%. That's where the whole thing breaks down. Oh. Okay. This is the Rashi here. Now, what we're going to do? We're going to see the Rishonim here, and we're going to see the relevant Rishonim, Tosfos and Erevin. If you take Tosfos and Erevin. The Zion on the base. Everyone's bothered, all Rishonim are bothered by this question. Ain the Tmoa, says Tosis. Erevin Tev Zion on the base of the Torah. All kind of parts come in, what to a parak base, the whole of Matha Kuyama Melchamel Taniku. Maitu Ahud Tanim, Hochlo Maitu. Shema Yesh Lechalik. Bein mechitzos the isav atuma. Now Tosfos here says something. Wait 1 second. There's one word difference between this and the Rashba. What's that one word difference between this and the Rashba? Rash says mechitzas v'suka. This is only mechitzas. So, So, why is that so relevant? Because the question I just asked. You could say this way in the Rashba, with a schachas in mechitzas, you could say that way. But if Tosus says the whole difference is between mechitza and the Gemara compares mechitza and schach, oh, automatically Tosus is apparently telling you schach is a din of mechitza. Okay, we have to see the Rishon Rabbo. All Rishon are bothered by this, and each Rishon gives a slightly different twist to the question. But what hits everyone very, very clearly is one question. Why? The same question in three places in Shas, and the Gemara doesn't integrate it into one. Sukkah called Seir, Erevin called Sukkah, as if that's one issue. And the Gemara gives a svar to Mechalek, we'll have to understand what that is. And here, the Gemara calls Klicheres. Gemara that goes on to Korban Pesach. Well, so all Rishonim jump. You don't have the two sugyas. That's the Mitzvah Hashem. Sunday we'll go into it a little more deeply to understand. So that's the first question. And the question is that, and where it becomes relevant is, what is the turnaround Gemara? Turnaround Gemara is that Shechita needs Kulo and it's Rubo Kulo. For instance, how did Rabbeinu Tam understand Hechlet v'miyot simonim? Hechlet v'miyot simonim. After I shech the rove of the Kana, and then I pull it out and I slip the knife in and I do the Vesha. Is that balance of the last one third of the corner that's covering up the knife, do I consider it shochet and it's not chalad, or it is? What is that? Is that a question of mechza, mechza, karo? Is it shuruba kukulo or not? But, and the Gemara ends up with a teiku. So, there we get back to that problem in Rabbeinu Tam. Is Rabbeinu Tam said, is the sava gemara ruba kukulo or not? The problem with these sugyas is you don't leave one sugya. You come back to the sugya. Rabbeinu Tam says, I do chalora, but the last third of the corner. I can, and what's the Gemara Shaila? It is shochur or not shochur. Okay. For instance, shehi b'mir basu, according to the Ritzvah. What is it? I shechted two thirds, and I'm taking my time shechting the last third. Is that considered a shechita? That's not considered a shechita. Or wait one second. If shechita finishes at 51%, that's obviously not a shechita. Just I'm cutting meat. So the question is a very serious question. The Gemara certainly at the beginning at a shaila is about rov. And the Gemara certainly was having the halacha that shechita is a rov, and I don't care ruba kukul, I don't care if the balance is shochet or not shochet, that's irrelevant to me. The shirish, I have to shech rov, and that's it. How much do I have to shech to be mat to the end? And the Gemara, Rav even had a havamina, he turns Abai, smashes that havamina, and says, no, I don't even have to do a maisa matra, I'm just being mat to the yisro. So what happens in the Maskana? After Abaye rejects Rava, says Rava, no. Does it depend on chiyus and archiyus, what it is to kill the animal? Then it has nothing to do with anything else. And the Gemara in the end totally rejects any comparison to klicheres. It has nothing to do with chiyus. And nothing to do with anything else. It's a total shechita inyan. But if it has to do with chiyus, then again, wait 1 second. And nothing will grow. What is considered killing the animal? 51%. I don't need Ruach HaKodesh to halacha. It's not a metzias. When Tosaf says chiyus, what is Tosaf talking about chiyus? Is he talking, therefore it's not Ruach HaKodesh? Because when Tosaf says, forget the Gemara. By the Gemara, the time the Gemara finishes, the Gemara is not going to bring in anything on the Chitz of Sukkah because that has nothing to do with killing the animal. But wait a second, does that mean? So the point is, well, at what point is the animal halachically dead? That's the issue, Tosaf. What is it? Okay. 51% is halachically dead. 50% is not halachically dead. 50% is not even a trace. Or 51% is notalomos. That's enough to be mata the animal. I have to get a notalomos. I need a misamatrif. You have to understand exact, and that has to be compared with the Tosus, what Tosus holds, lechatchila shechting, the whole simon and not the whole simon, and what Tosus holds, b'chaloda b'mir basra. You have to put that whole thing together. You know, Tosus knew what he was talking about in the whole Masech. But you see, what's at stake here is it Ruach HaKodesh killing the animal? This sugi is key for defining what is Shechita. Me'etz Hashem, I just outlined all the headaches we have of putting the whole thing together.